Welcome to the Die As Cast podcast.
Psst. Psst. Hi. Hey guys. Hi. Griffin. It's Griffin here. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. We're back. Okay.
Previously on the Die As Cast podcast. After waking up to the sounds of long-rested Diego or different Chisk doing a morning radio show, the party quickly realized something was wrong. As the morning dew set in across the Rotgard forest, so did a shared memory of the night before. Each of our heroes recalled a moment with Maeve, blue light speckled in her eyes as she accepted a strand of dark power that wrapped around her and whisked her away to the Shadow Realm. As Ilex and Chisk frantically gathered their bearings, Gideon was just relieved it wasn't another spin-the-bottle request and he could stop pretending to be asleep. With Maeve's bedroll empty and her belongings left behind, the party debated the safety of their teenage warlock friend. Chisk threw some sticks and rocks on the ground and cast Augury, which told him, in no uncertain terms, that Maeve was not only safe, but would learn things on her journey. In the best augury response of all time, Tahuti basically said, "She's all good, it's all good." Ilex snatched Maeve's diary before Gideon could get his tiramisu-covered paws on it, and the party set off. After chugging their potions of Longstrider and quickly lapping the giant snail that had been traveling all night, that's so sad, the Kiss partners stumbled upon a dark glen that the light seemed to avoid. A nature check revealed a pool housing two shadow nymphs named Cosette and Fantine, who were very bored and very French. Through a combination of Gideon's charm, Ilex's surprisingly fire freestyle poem about dragon colors, and the nymphs' absolute disdain for being abandoned by their employer, the party learned that John Swallow had distributed shards of a mirror belonging to the Queen of Night herself. The shards were being protected by Swallow's lieutenants, which included a snake lady named Vesh, a many-legged dragon worm creature called a Sathra, and a scary skull-faced woman with, quote, "no sense of fashion." The nymphs agreed to hand over their shard in exchange for one simple promise: kill John Swallow, with warnings not to let the shards touch until the party is ready to complete whatever ritual Swallow has planned. Our heroes departed. Teddy, Bambi, and Woody head deeper into the Rotgard.
Amazing.
I kind of liked them.
Yes. I want to sit with them and ask them questions all day.
I feel that they would tell us anything.
We actually have to come back here and help them now, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't, they will get somebody to kill us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're handing out hitman contracts left and right.
You know.
So, cool.
Fascinating. But it didn't seem to me like the tree that he was a friend of Swallow. He was mad.
I'm sure if the original intent was to separate them to hide this queen, I imagine putting them wherever is useful.
Right.
Like, they are both keepsakes and tools to keep Shadowplane things here.
Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it?
So it feels like we're going to have to get through some lieutenants before we get to Swallow.
I agree. Kevin, what do we know about the Queen of Night? Anything amongst our little brains?
Speak for yourself.
Sorry, Chase.
Yes, you, because of your ambassador status and your court status, the Queen of Night and Magic is Sarastra.
Oh.
And she leads one of the largest fey courts in the Shadow Realms.
Don't we have one of her daggers? No, we have the dagger of a million stars.
Yes. Court of a million stars.
Different
Although,
court.
Are they related? Queen
no.
of Night and a million stars.
The Court of a Million Stars is a different court.
Everything there is sort of knight-like, you know?
Fair enough. I see. Yep, totally.
Now, it also feels, I mean, this is kind of putting cart before horse in that we don't have the shards, but that feels to me a bit like an enemy of an enemy is my friend situation.
Yeah, it feels that way.
It could
be. That's what I was wondering, too.
She's incredibly powerful, though, and if we think these two were capricious, she will turn on a dime.
So do we combine them now?
No. I think we need more information.
Yeah. Why not?
Chisk, you took the second shard?
Yep, I can take it if you like.
I think that's best. Man, I wish Maeve was here. I want to know if the Shadow Fae operate like the Fae, in that there's like, yeah, contracts and trickiness and deception often, at least from what I've been told.
Well, I know about that because we've dealt with them in terms of trade and things like that.
Is it to the level of like, watch what you eat around them? They put stuff in the drinks?
They have a lot of particular rituals and things. They're very easily offended and very ever-changing. You know, if you're wearing the wrong hat in court in the wrong season, they might execute you. It's that kind of thing.
What?
On the wrong day.
Right. It's complicated. Or you will never receive the, you know, the blessing of the great forest. You know, it's complicated things.
Brother.
It's about listening. It's a bit of a dance. You have to learn how to dance.
What if you don't know the rules?
No, well, I don't believe that anybody truly knows the rules. I think they change them on the fly.
Oh.
Which is part of their fun. It's a dance for status, you know?
Yeah. Power. Huh. Okay.
Not that I've ever done it, but I've witnessed it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, pirates could be rascals, but there is somewhat of a code.
Right. And people will break the code, but there's consequences.
Yeah, usually. All right. I mean, even if there's an element of we don't know who this person is, if John Swallow doesn't want her near here, I feel like we might want her near here. Uh-huh. Even just to add, not even necessarily an element on our side, but just a wrench in the works.
Well, yes, I think he's working very hard to keep her away.
Yeah.
What could it be up to? What do we know? The Rotgart was a new establishment, a new conclave of the Margrave. Obviously, there's shadow incursions here.
I didn't know about them.
Maybe not, but I can't help but think that all the dark stuff that was happening here when I got kicked out has something to do with the Shadow Realm, you know?
Was there ever any talk of, like, a insurgence or, like, a hostile takeover or a residency of the Shadow Fae in the Rogard?
Not that I can remember. Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's something they were trying to set up. The envoy here was meant to sort of take the Rotgart back, you know, to like re-establish it as a great, I don't know, sector of the Margrave.
Well, I mean, I guess we keep going. I thought the Snake Lady was going to be Petra or her family.
That's what I thought.
Me
but
too.
That's a different person.
I was surprised.
And I thought Lady Knight was going to be Potemkina, but that's a different person.
Right. No idea about Potemkina at this point.
Unless.
Yes?
That's you think she got turned into a skull face?
Maybe.
A big skull
face
warrior.
I mean, it didn't seem... What, pardon?
Didn't she say she was huge?
Potemkina is quite small, isn't she?
They dropped a lot of lore. I'm sure there's pieces out
of it. It was
a
lot. It was... I was paralyzed.
Kind of with sick. Knowledge.
With excitement.
All right. I mean, we keep going, right? That wasn't that long. We were, like, there for an hour. DM.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you know what? We should have asked them. How do they communicate with Swallow?
Mm. Shit.
Because, like, if they're meant to be there as sentries or something.
Can go back.
Can we go back?
when you go back, the pool, you could have sworn it was at the lee of this hill, but there's no pool there now.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Ah, I see. Without the shard, it is no longer kept here.
Oh!
Yeah, possibly. No, it the Shadow Realm is fading in and out of the woods. So these areas aren't permanent.
It's like, Gideon, where, you know, our world overlays theirs, right? And so where the shadows are deepest in our plane.
Yeah.
That's the easiest place to access the Shadow Realm.
Huh.
It sort of could be anywhere, but in the forests is why it's so rich and in access points.
Well, and hey, did we get an answer to your question? She said Shadow Drake. Does that mean a black dragon, or is that a whole separate thing?
A drake is not a dragon.
Oh, shit, right.
Well, they're a different creature, but they're a family.
Yes.
Aren't they?
They are draconic. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Most drakes are... beast-like. The Shadow Drake is much more intelligent.
Mm.
What color are they?
All colors. The color is shadow.
They would be a dark. Yeah, they would be a dark tone.
I don't think it works color. That way. Like when we think of the stories about dragons being like coded to their breaths. That's how it works. I've never met a dragon, but I've read books about it. You know,
that's.
I don't think that's how these drakes work.
Yeah, there's different ones like dragon turtle. That's his own kind of thing.
That's a cool one.
I've only heard stories, and I've never had
to meet.
So, let's head out.
That would be a big mouth to kiss, Gideon.
I'd love to kiss a dragon turtle.
It might swallow you whole.
I wish. Anyway, let's get the hell out of here.
That's crazy.
We'll keep moving.
All right, we keep going if it's just afternoon. Oh, I will do a quick check just on the ground with the shards to make sure the direction. I know they've just like stood on their side, and we've kind of taken that to mean there's a pull from below, just to make sure there isn't another thing.
Yeah,
there isn't a different direction we didn't expect.
When you put the two of them, you can feel them start to draw together. But if you keep them far enough apart, they will both point sort of to the northeast.
All right, so they don't point to the door, but they do point to each other, mayhaps.
Interesting.
All right, I mean, we may as well keep following the path of destruction with a slight northeast bearing in mind.
Yes.
Fair enough.
I wish
Maeve had met them. She would have hated those girls.
Or she would have tried to impress them. If those girls were anywhere between 24 and 35, Maeve would have tried to be their friend.
Right. They're probably closer to 24 to 3,500. But yes.
Oh.
Really?
Maybe even more so she would have tried to be their friend. She has many dead friends.
This is as we walk and talk.
Yeah. So you,
please
walk.
This is our conversational
and
banter.
Talk. And it seems to be afternoon forever.
Oh, no.
You're walking. Shit,
it's happening again.
Walking. The sun doesn't seem to move. From over your shoulder.
Okay, stop, everyone.
Oh, I felt like I dozed off a bit.
Man, what do we do? How do we fall into this? How do we clock it?
Check the shards. Have they moved in this moment?
Pull them out. Check. Pull it out.
They are pointing in the same direction. You notice the shadow of the shards is 90 degrees the other way.
All right.
But so you can tell that
the shadow.
You can feel, literally feel the sun on the back of your neck, but the shadow of the shards is pointing opposite direction.
Whoa.
Shall we follow the shadow? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's...
What were you thinking, Gideon?
If we're flickering back and forth between the shadow realm and this realm, maybe our daytime gets doubled in that we finish out the daytime in one realm, we flip over to the other realm, and then we continue that daytime.
Reset.
But they don't have daytime there.
Equivalent time.
Right.
Awake time.
I see.
Because if the shadows are in a different position, that means the shadow realm's sun, source of light, is in a different place than ours.
Unless my take on this is that the shadows of the thing is pointing towards the shadow realm, like how to get there.
I think
that's
so
what
too.
I see what you're both saying. That's smarter than what I'm thinking, I think.
I don't think it's smarter. We don't know.
All right, you know what? You guys take point. I love where your head's at.
Do you want me to go up just a bit ahead? I mean, I've got all this long strider energy still bubbling away. Or has that dissipated?
I think we got it for 8 hours with the special potion. Actually, that's a good time-telling method for right now. Has it dissipated?
No, it has not.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay, so that's real time.
It's good to know.
Well, why don't I sneak off a little bit and we can see if... Is that useful? Is it dumb to go on my own?
Well, I guess we'll find out. I'll get you to roll me either, let's see, investigation or survival.
Ilex. And actually, I'm going to give Ilex my shard.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, stay close to me, Gideon.
We know they're drawn together, so I'll be right back.
That's what I mean.
Pass without a trace is dissipated, though, probably.
Yes, it has.
Okay.
I believe it's an hour.
I cast guidance on Alex.
Survival check. Cocked. Survival check. Not cocked. And a D4 from my friend. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Friendship.
Dirty 20.
Hey.
Alex, the sun abruptly drops below the horizon. It is now early evening.
Oh, I turn around.
You can look back and you can see Chisk and Gideon still in the sunlight, but they're only about 25 feet behind you.
I call to them. Guys?
Yes?
Over here. This is it. I've crossed the threshold. Can you see me?
Do we see her in nighttime?
I know you see her in sunlight.
Come here.
Okay.
All right.
And it gets quickly dark. But like an accelerated evening. You realize it is about 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Can I double back the way we came and see if I go back into afternoon sun?
Yes, and you do not.
Oh.
What the fuck?
What? This is crazy.
And
now we're getting sued.
Now the shadows of the shards line up with what would have been the sunset.
Oh.
So what you realize is that the shards were showing you the actual shadows, the correct shadows, even though your minds believed it to be sunlight.
Oh, so it's
sun
what
afternoon.
Gideon was saying.
I was like 20% right.
Yeah, it's kind of what he was saying.
We're both right. We follow the shadows and we get... So what was he doing? Why did he do this? He was trying to hold us off? Or maybe not us, everybody off? Manipulating the time? Creating a shadow road?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to think it's just for any pursuers to be discombobulated. I can't think of another reason.
I feel discombobulated.
I do too. Do you think he knows it's us? Do you think this is about us, or are we just random people who are following?
Well, it depends what Potemkin has told him.
I guess so.
If there's any, my friends will come get me. Or other methods of information extraction, which is not great.
Oh,
also, as far as I know, to be able to be tracked or, scried on, you have to be in the same realm.
In the same plane, that's right.
In the same plane, yeah.
You tried scrying on Potemkin, and it was challenging.
Yeah, it barely worked, but she would have known that someone was trying to scry on her, at the very least.
You know, right. I have an idea for the next time we find ourselves in a situation like we just did. It doesn't pertain yet, but if we find ourselves in two different time zones, as it were, I have an idea.
That's fun.
Okay, you want to share it?
I feel as though if one of us finds ourselves in a different time zone, one of us should do a spell that only works when you're in the same plane, just so we can confirm that even though there's time dilation, we remain on the same plane.
You're asking to use a fourth level spell to test it.
I guess... I do think
that
it's worth
sucks.
It.
I'm not going to lie, but it is a great idea.
I do think it's worth it to know when we're in the shadow realm and when we're not, for sure.
It's like me asking you to run a 10-kilometer sprint
to just throw your daggers away, bury them in the ground, and then come and get them 10 hours later.
Well, as long as we keep meeting capricious nymphs on the road, that's fine.
Capricious nymphs on the road is my new T-shirt.
My
that's
new
a
T-shirt.
Sick band.
Anything's yeah, a T-shirt.
That's a sick band.
Oh, speaking of which, look at this shirt.
Who's
oh,
your
that's
GM?
So good.
That's yeah. pretty good.
To the podcast listeners, because this is an audio only.
Go ahead, Emma.
Format. Kevin is wearing a lovely black crew neck T-shirt with large yellow writing on it that says, "Who's your GM?"
Who's your GM?
And who's your GM?
This last 25 seconds of the podcast has been sponsored by Gen Con. They paid us 10 bucks, so we gave them 10 seconds.
Oh my God, I would love 10 bucks from
so
Gen
good.
Con.
That'd be sick. Gen Con, text me. Anyway.
We're accepting sponsorships.
So we should go to sleep, right?
I guess.
But what about Maeve?
Well, there is also an opportunity, if you wanted to try that, for Chisk to use his fourth level spell now. Not that it's relevant, because you would get it refreshed. Or conversely, just as a reminder, Chisk, you might have other spells that might be useful. If that's a thing you want to do.
It doesn't work for
Gideon's
us
suggestion.
Right now, because we all three of us are in nighttime.
You could scry on Maeve.
Mm-hmm, I was thinking that. Or on Swallow.
Yes?
I could attempt to scry on Swallow.
Fucking give it a shot?
Yes. Should I, team?
I think you should scry on someone.
I think we know Maeve is in the Shadow Realm.
Yes.
We don't necessarily know where John Swallow is. Could be back and forth. We've seen him doing that. I'm being selfish. I'm going to acknowledge that. I do want to know where Maeve is and if she's all right.
That's not selfish. That's selfless.
I'm desperately worried and it would make me feel better.
All right.
Yes.
Here's the thing. If we're in the Shadow Realm, it will work and we'll see where Maeve is. If we're not there, we may see... I guess it wouldn't be flickering. The only reason it was flickering was because Potemkin has some sort of half-state between realms at the moment.
Poor thing.
Between planes.
Right.
So I guess it will or it won't.
Yeah, we get different information from either option. Because with Maeve, we either find out if we are or not in the Shadow Realm. And with John, we find out where he is. Maybe.
Yeah, but we also get to see what Maeve is doing. We don't just like if she's all right.
That's true.
Well, it depends on whether she passes or fails her scry if she wants to not, you know?
Oh.
Unless she wants to be scryed on and she can voluntarily fail.
She would recognize that it's you trying to scry on her, right?
I don't believe so. I think they have to know that I'd be casting the spell in order to recognize who's scrying on them.
Okay. And she has to be on the same plane as you.
Yes. Okay. That's kind of the whole thing of this, right? Yeah, it is. It does have to be on the same plane of existence.
No, actually.
Yeah, we can be anywhere.
Oh, we gotta do something else then.
We can actually talk to Maddie herself right now.
That's right.
I put her on speakerphone.
You can actually get her text.
I'm gonna come up with an app, you guys. All right, what That's do you want to do about this, Kevin? Because, the idea would probably be that she would get this message. She would get this role, I guess, whenever she gets...
is not on the plane you were on.
Okay. What did she say? How is she doing? Did she look okay?
It didn't work.
Oh.
Well, so we're still on the... What's this plane of existence called?
Material plane?
Material plane.
We are spirits in the prime material plane.
That was deep.
And you okay, I Kev? Am a material girl. Oh, you know I'm living.
No, that was the police.
In the material plane.
But never mind.
That reference we didn't know. We do know Ouija boards, but we don't know who the police are. I'm kidding. I do know who the police are.
YMCA who?
YMCA.
Oh, he's doing crimes against Kevin.
Crimes against... No. Crimes against Kev-manity.
Kev-manity.
Okay, so we know that we're on the material plane and Maeve is not. And we knew that. We know that now.
Yeah, we know that for certain.
We already knew that about Maeve. We didn't know that about us.
Yes, we thought. I truly thought we were in the Shadow Realm right now.
Me too. Correct. 100% I did, yes.
So that's good to know.
Well, no, I would have rather be in the Shadow Plane.
Well, it's good to know.
I mean, it is good to know. You're right.
I think it's good to know because I'd rather be in the Shadow Plane, but also know how we got there.
Fair. So why did he extend the afternoon then? What's that about? Other than discombobulating
He just loves sunsets.
That's so romantic. I do feel like, honestly, it's like just to fuck with pursuers.
Maybe.
Maybe he's not doing it himself. Maybe it's just a...
Don't give him a generous read, Chisk. He's an asshole.
Yeah, okay, you're right. He's a dick.
There also might be something about limiting the amount of shadow, right? If we're going from mid-afternoon to dead night, then that's not a lot of shadow.
True.
Oh.
And, I mean, everybody we've spoken to, the tree and the gals in the pool back there, they were really uncomfortable with the amount of light here. So it might be about, I don't know, creating an opportunity for something to move by suspending the light or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I do.
I don't understand it, but maybe?
Mm-mm. Right, because we didn't, when you were in night, we didn't see night ahead of us. And so if I was a shadow beast or whatever,
right.
I wouldn't keep going necessarily. Maybe. There's too much light that way.
Guys, my brain is breaking.
Well, let's go to bed.
I don't think it's going to get much better, Chisk.
Oh, this is tough. I miss Maeve.
Do you want to play spin the bottle?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
No, that's all right. It's not the right time, you're right.
Not tonight, okay. No. Yeah.
You have a headache.
Oh, my God. I build a fence. I go to bed.
Oh, God. Oh, look, Gideon's already behind his fence. Okay. Good night, Gideon.
Asleep. Build a fence.
I'm asleep.
I love you, Gideon.
All right.
Do we need to do a watch or anything, actually?
Well, I kept watch last night and nothing happened. Also, I love you.
Cool. I'll stay up and watch.
Again?
He did. All right, I love you. I love you and go to bed, and I'll keep watch, and I love you and fuck you. And I'll
also, we don't need to keep watch. We have the egg.
Oh, we could sleep in the egg tonight.
Oh, shit. All right, great. Sorry, Maeve.
I'm afraid the egg doesn't work.
Wait, what?
What the fuck? Why not?
Wait, no, give me, I tap
the
egg.
What the fuck? Why not?
Open I tap the egg up. And I say, gubernatorial.
Gubernatorial. I forgot about gubernatorial.
Gubernatorial is not our access word to the egg.
It's it is.
It's our code word if one of us gets mind controlled.
Oh, fuck.
I think it could be both.
If, damn if it, I spilled a secret.
The access word to who? The egg?
The egg
no wonder nothing
you.
Happened. I've just been yelling gubernatorial at this egg for 5 minutes.
So is this Maeve's egg? Can we not use this egg? I picked up the goose. I made it lady egg.
Do we know identify? No, none of us know that spell, do we? Nope.
No.
All right.
Well, actually, I might. It's a good question.
Fucking egg.
He is a cleric of a god of knowledge.
Yeah, I do. I do know it. It's always prepared, in fact. I don't have it prepared right now, but it is
but
supposed
actually,
to be
yes,
always
you do.
Prepared.
you would be able to figure out by calling on your god that this egg will work once every 7 days.
What? 7 days? What the? I could die in a week. This egg sucks.
I haven't even known you guys for 7 days.
True.
It's maybe not wrong.
I'm close.
I'm not sleeping over it because I have,
I'll get into a business relationship with you, but...
Yes.
off mic. Technically on mic bit, but I didn't cut that part
out.
Technically
off mic.
Fine, all right.
I want to know one more thing about the egg.
Oh.
I would like to know, if we don't dispel it, can we find it again? Like, can it stay there for more than one night?
Oh, when we all left it, it shut up again.
Yeah.
I don't know that we did anything to dispel it.
You, with your identify spell, would realize that the egg is casting Mordenkainen's Magnificent Mansion.
But it only works once every 7 days.
Yes.
7 days? What the fuck, dude?
Well, it's been two.
I know what my next Vermees fucking wish is.
Yeah, god damn it.
Fix the egg.
Fix the All right. egg.
Fix the egg. Great.
All right, I dig a hole and I sleep in it.
Gideon makes his own magnificent mansion.
Have you always done that?
Of the mind.
I'm hibernating.
I put a blanket over Gideon.
Just across the top of a hole.
Yeah, over the hole. Like
keep
a
the
pit
lad
trap.
Out. Gotta keep the lad. Yeah. Intruder!
This is Gideon's fort.
It's my built-in bed and trap.
Also, you're bear folk, so you probably like to sleep in a cave.
I'm hibernating.
Yeah, hibernating for a night.
I shove my Winnie the Pooh pie, the tiramisu, and go into the hole. Well, nighttime snack. It's fine. Hibernating. I have to eat.
All right. You guys are or are not keeping watches?
I'll take a watch.
Yeah,
Alex?
I would take a watch as well.
Shit.
Okay,
I said I would
Gideon.
Take a watch, and then I dug a hole.
Now he's stuck down there.
Oh, we'll wake you up in the middle of the night. All right.
I dig a different hole. I tunnel so they can't find
deeper
me.
Deeper into the hole.
All right, Griffin, just roll me a 12-sider.
Oh, fuck.
Why, Griffin? He's sleeping.
Yeah, well, not Griffin. Griffin, are you sleeping?
Griffin?
Griffin?
Griffin!
Okay, I dozed off for like a second. What?
We're doing a podcast, Griffin. You have to be awake.
It's just a five.
It's just a five.
All right.
It's not a big deal, Kev. It's just a five. The night passes.
And so do you all. All three of you die.
We pass.
Whoa.
You wake up feeling refreshed. You hear the sounds of a tiny, tiny band.
Just, did you set an alarm clock?
I did not.
As in the sound is far away and sounds tiny, or it's very close, but it is a tiny band.
Could be either.
Would you look out of your pit, out of your blanket fort?
My homely hole.
10-foot hole.
Home is where the heart is.
You see, there's probably 24 tiny little bright blue fish, and they are walking along in various states of fashion.
Cool.
But this is, the last six of them
dream.
Are playing instruments. Little tiny kettle drum and little tiny trumpet. And one of them has a cello that he or she has to keep dragging forward on a chair to play the cello quickly. And they march past. And then they have to race up and catch up with the cello. So kind of raking up the rhythm.
Not as smooth as other fish bands I've seen.
Yes.
Have you ever seen something so beautiful?
This is another dream. This is another dream we're all sharing.
I pinch Gideon. Did that hurt?
I'm from a hole.
What?
Pardon?
Anyway, look at that band.
But fish don't even have lungs. How are they making the little horn sounds?
These are fey fish.
They're feyish.
Feyish. We call them fish.
Dang it. I should have.
Oh, no.
No.
We'll take it over. Okay. And first position, go. Cheers.
They're fish. I almost fucked it up again.
Good one, Cheers.
The master of jokes. Oh, my God.
Master of whispers.
I was in the middle of touch-ups.
Now, they also all have very human-looking legs.
What the fuck? And that's such an important detail.
They're wearing a hose, stocking.
As what? Pantyhose?
Yes.
Well, like fishnet hose.
Hey.
Oh my God, no. Yes. I quit. Kevin. I quit this podcast.
That's you getting on probation out of jail because that joke was good.
That's the end of the podcast.
No,
that's
I loved
the episode.
It.
But I wiped Bryce.
I waited about 4 months to use that one.
Really? That's too long, Kev.
Yeah. So no, they seem totally oblivious to you guys, and they're just marching along, playing music to themselves, and showing off their fashion. They all have different types of outfits on.
What does the song sound like?
But very high fashion.
Do I recognize it?
Like evening gowns, jodhpurs, a wide range of things.
Stop. I don't care about the fish clothes. Answer Alex's question.
What song is it, and do I recognize it?
What song is it? It's Anchors Away, and yes. You do recognize it. So does Gideon.
Oh?
It's a song they play when they launch ships.
Is it commonly associated with a court of the Feywild or of the Shadow Realm?
I would say that you have not heard that correlation before. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't recognize the song. It would be Gideon that would recognize the song.
Now, this is a very specific pull from the lore of this podcast. Does it have anything to do with that ship we were rescuing when all the ships were blowing up that were manned by vampires? Do you remember what the fuck I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. And does this line of fish have anything to do with that episode? Oh, you got me. Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
It's totally that. Wow, you figured it out.
We are operating
it's
on
a straight
slim
line.
Margins here, Cork. I'm pulling at straws.
Are they vampire fish? Tell us.
It's a simple question, Doctor. Fuck it. Is it for like ship christenings?
Yeah.
Oh, sailors! I'll swap to the fish.
All right.
Wearing hoses, Gideon.
Hose sailors.
Yeah.
Set sail on that ass.
The kettle drum player looks back as you say, ho, sailors, and plays a specific beat, and the line of fish begin to march back and circle around you once before continuing on.
Oh?
Dance, 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 dance.
I was going to dance until we went into house music. I don't know what that is.
Sorry. And about a morning.
Hey.
I like how that, except for the morning, is at the end there. All right there, fella. I'll get you to roll me a performance check on your jig.
Shit. Not as good as you would think.
Guidance.
Oh, but better. And guidance.
Mamacita.
Mamacita?
That is a 26.
Mm.
I rolled a lot of natural 19s this episode. Better than I've ever done.
They circle around you twice, and then they lead. And now they're all glancing back at you as they head off the road and begin to head into the woods.
I step along in time, I march behind them, and I turn back and I shrug to my party.
Yes, we keep an eye on Gideon.
Yes, I suppose.
Toss me a shard!
Okay. I throw Gideon the shard that I had from last night.
Tipple-titty, had in the morning.
I'm going to cast Protection from Evil and Good on Gideon.
Protection from evil and fish.
Why do you say evil and fish as if they're mutually exclusive?
You're right, sorry. Evil and fish.
No, okay.
Nah.
I do cast protection from evil and good on Gideon.
Cast evil and good. Now you're fucked.
Oh, man.
After about 15 minutes, you see they enter sort of this marshland, wetland area, and their instruments are slowly bubbled out as they all go beneath the waves, go beneath the surface of the swampy, marshy area.
Oh, should we try and go with them?
Gideon, are you in the quicksand? Are you all right?
Does it look just like a normal marsh and or swamp, or does it look like our inky pool with our gabby gals?
Roll me a perception check.
Fuck, 13.
It doesn't look like the inky pool with the gabby gals, but you do notice a small, not really island, but sort of dry patch, a small hill with an ancient, looks to be like a pillar on it.
Like a pillar obelisk?
Like an obelisk, like a column. As you pick your way through the, you'd have to pick your way through the swamp to get at this hill, this rise in the marsh.
I will do my best to follow the fish as far as I can. Like, I'll dive in.
We catch this rope.
Help!
I do a sailor's hitch on my.
All right, so it's not like a pool of water. It's like you're stepping into marsh.
Mud.
And it's getting squishy and...
Oh, I see. Right, it's a marsh. All right, yeah, I will follow the path that I last saw the fish go, and I'll head to the dry hill of Obelisk Town.
All right. So, yeah, so you get to be almost chest deep, and then there's other parts that are more shallow, a couple of spots where you go over your head, but you get to this small rise, and you see... actually a small grove of trees.
Hey,
careful now, Gideon, careful.
Am I close to the obelisk?
The obelisk would probably be about 20 feet ahead of you now.
See, how far away am I from the friends?
Oh, well, if your friends are standing on the shore, they're probably 150 feet back.
Oh, geez.
Oh. All right, I'm just going to shout and go, do you recognize was this here before?
Was it?
Do we?
No, you don't specifically recognize this, but you would have seen ruins in the forest from elvish settlements or past things that were given out. So it's not...
That's where I met Isabella.
Right. So these kinds of things aren't common, but it's not like a unique thing for you guys.
Just those trees make me a bit nervous, Gideon. I mean, it seems a bit fey, if you know what I mean.
I do. Feyish. All right.
Yeah.
So
face.
We could come to you, or you could come back.
I guess here's my thinking is, if they're celebrating the christening of a new ship, and someone we want to meet up with is on that ship, we should find out as much of that as possible.
Also, I was feel like I was winning over the favor of the fish band, and I want to hang out with them in their human thighs.
Is this another kiss thing, Gideon?
Not everything is a kiss thing.
Okay, just checking.
So some things are a kiss thing.
Absolutely, some things are a kiss thing. Some things are a sword thing. Some things are a food thing.
Gideon, as you are talking, the sound of the band suddenly cuts off, and it is silent behind you.
Oh, shit.
They're dead.
And you can see just the slowly spinning tiny fish kettle drum near the obelisk, and the rest of the band has disappeared.
Near the obelisk? Okay, if I go to the obelisk, am I still in my friend's sight line?
Yeah, because you would be going up a hill, a small hill.
Fuck. I'll rush over and see if there's dead fish band member bodies.
Don't go too far, Gideon. I'm just
going to the obelisk.
Yeah, that's what I'm scared of.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Is there blood on a trumpet or anything?
There is one crushed. It wasn't one of the band members, but there is one crushed fist. Its little top hat flattened to the ground.
Hat.
You gotta stop doing this to your cute things, Kevin. It's so awful.
Can I tell what crushed it? Did I see anything crush it?
No, they were all playing, and so you turned around to talk to your friends, and I didn't even hear a sound. They didn't even call out in fish panic. It was just simply silenced. All that's left is the kettle drum. It's as if all of them were swept up into something.
Oh.
Can I do, without hand touching it, can I like sword check the obelisk for like traps or like trap doors or something?
Yeah, you can. That would be a disadvantage if you're not going to put your hands on it.
Okay. Like a sleight of hand?
I would say either inspection or sleight of hand, sure.
Sleight of hand without your hands.
Investigation?
That's a skill.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Investigation.
It's right there
underneath
charisma.
All right. Even at disadvantage, that's a 19.
The only thing you find is a single iridescent scale.
Like a shard?
No, like a tiny little scale that would come off of a fish or a lizard or something.
And it's covered in pressed, crushed velvet. So lovely.
Oh, it's covered in fish that's talking.
It's just iridescent.
Okay, I'm going to pick it up.
All right. So you pick up this little tiny scale.
Then I will start walking back to my friends. So I'm going to go back to the shoreline.
So you see, Gideon is holding up something that you guys can't see.
I'm trying to show them. It's a 3-centimeter scale.
Look!
All right.
Look at
you come any closer, what's the code word?
Gubernatorial.
That's the word for the egg.
No, it's not.
Well, it's both.
We don't know that it's the word for the egg.
Okay, so are you all right? What did you notice?
The fish band got ate or some.
Well, then get the fuck out of there, Gideon.
Yeah, what are you doing over there still?
I want to look at the obelisk. And I'll start walking back towards them.
No.
I'll start trudging through the swamp.
No.
All right, as you start to walk back through the swamp, you hear a soft voice say, Gubernatorial.
You say gubernatorial?
Gubernatorial.
All right, I'm gonna walk a little bit faster.
Wait.
I think the obelisk learned our code word, but it learned it a little bit wrong. If I ever say gubernatorial, it's not me.
We got to change the code word.
It's going to be a new one. It's going to be a new one.
As Gideon is walking back, you guys can see a slight wake, a rustling of reeds and things behind him. And you see what rises up above him, probably about 10 feet in the air, is this horrific female distorted face, this sleek, iridescent snake's body.
Oh,
and
fuck
this
me,
female
a snake scale.
Opens her mouth.
Gideon?
As Gideon is talking about gubernatorial, getting
a bit of
a worried.
SpongeBob movie? Goober, right, guys?
And we will hold it there for tonight.
No, I draw my bow and I shoot something before we hold it.
I yell, "That's you, bitch."
Yeah, there, I hear you're a real bitch.
There's an extreme close-up of Ilex's panicked face as she draws her bow.
Face,
lights out.
Oh, Maddie, where have you gone? Thank you very much to Cobalt Press for all of the lovely Midgard materials, to maps and melodies for the sweet jams you heard in this episode, and to Morgan Armter for all the graphic design work done for the Die As Cast podcast, has stuff to plug, Diego.
Hey, everybody. Today, I would like to plug the app that freaking, what's his name again?
John Green.
Hank Green.
His brother, John Green, has also made some great stuff out in the world.
I'm sure.
Go read Fault in the Stars. In our stars. I'd like to
Fault
plug...
in Our Stars was John Green?
Yes,
Hank Green's brother.
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
I know, crazy. Focus Friend is the app that Hank Green made. Check it out. You get a little bean and it helps you not be on your phone as much.
It's the craziest part is that it's a bean.
It's a bean. You can turn him into a cat once you've made enough socks. Oh,
what are your socials? What are your fucking socials, man? I know you use them.
I always forget. You can follow me on Instagram at Diego Strettle. It's about all that where I am these days. So see you then.
See you then, man.
Hey. See you then. I would like to plug John Green's book called Everything is Tuberculosis.
Yes!
Which is an awesome book about how tuberculosis is not a done disease. It is, in fact, still actively killing a bunch of people. It's a good read, though. I know that sounds bleak. It's so good.
I thought you were going to say, he talks about how tuberculosis is not that bad.
No, it's bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. It's about
everything
class problems. Anyway, I feel like I brought the mood down. Griffin?
No, I love that.
It's Kevin.
I think it is tuberculosis.
Emma,
even D&D.
If people want to talk to you about tuberculosis, where can they reach you?
They could try me on Instagram, but like it seems impossible.
You cannot reach Emma on social media. Good,
yeah,
good
like,
fucking luck. Her phone number is
maybe at her on the Discord, and maybe she'll be.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
You can
that's
find me on the Discord.
Likely.
And let's I would go. Love to talk to about everything is tuberculosis there.
I'd love to talk about Faish. Kevin.
All right. Again, I want to pass along my thanks. This is the adventure I am twisting and tormenting is Shadows of the Dusk Queen by Mark Rattle. Please find us on Facebook and the web and Instagram and I think even Twitter still.
Yeah, kind of.
X.
Maybe.
Maybe. dieascast.com. Griffin.
If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@dieascast.com. You can follow me on socials at Griffin Cork. You can watch Abracadabras on Check Plus or other places. And we'll see you all next time.
Goodbye.
Bye. With one less bye.
Goodbye.
One less lonely girl.